Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I don't even know where to begin with you today, so I'm just going to begin with you today. First off, on a personal note, this is kind of fun. You never know where you're going to find somebody who thinks like you do. If you've been listening to this program for the better part of a year, you know that a year ago in early October, on October 10th, my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. You also know that after a very difficult year at Armed American Radio Ranch that saw chemotherapy and everything that goes with that, major surgeries and everything that goes with that, that my wife has been given a 100% cancer-free diagnosis, clean bill of health. And if you have been through any of this yourself, and many of you have, you understand that with the chemotherapy comes the installing of a port into your chest where the drugs are administered, where the drips are administered for 8 hours at a shot, depending on how much chemo or what regimen you are on. That day a year ago was the beginning for me, because that's when everything became real. That was when I saw that port go into my wife's body. I knew, holy crap, this is the real deal. Her port came out today. A year later, couldn't be more proud of her. We've been waiting for this day because that's the removal, in my eyes, of all of this, frankly, because now it's just regular doctor's visits and medication once a month. So we're good with that. As we were sitting in the vascular surgeon's office today, the vascular surgeon came in to tell us about the procedure, just a 15-minute in and out, no big deal. And he says, "Are you ready to be deported today, young lady?" And my wife said, "Yes." I laughed. He said, "We are making America great again, one deporting at a time." I said, "Oh, my God, it was beautiful. You just never know." So we shook hands, and I told him he should make that a hat. He would certainly have a customer. I thought you might like that story. That's how our day started. It's been a great day. That was earlier today. And congratulations to my wife, and forget putting all of this now. Really, truly now feel like this is behind us because of that. While it's never behind you, the physical aspect of it with that thing removed is. And to have the vascular surgeon make that comment today just kind of put an exclamation point on everything. I thought you might get a kick out of that. Yesterday's show, disturbing 25th District in California, wants everybody to be like her, right? Remember talking about Ms. Hill? Want everybody to be like me. I want to do this to all of America. Well, I'll tell you what, you might not have to work too hard if you're living in Missoula, Montana. She's probably doesn't need to step in your neck of the woods because you're already there. You're beating her to the punch. Montana, come on now. We're talking about Montana. Associated Press, Montana Public Radio, actually. I think the AP picked up on this. Yeah, was an Associated Press piece that Montana, MTPR.org, picked up. Missoula passes amended emergency gun ban in public places. Think about the headline, okay? You know me. What do I try to instill in you every single program when you watch this stuff? Don't just be that headline surfer. Missoula passes amended emergency gun ban in public places. What makes it an emergency? If you're a liberal gun-hating Democrat, professional gun prohibitionist, banning guns themselves are an emergency. We talked about it yesterday. Health, right? That's what the 25th District in California has, guns listed under her health issues for her campaign. So if you're her, this is a health issue. This is a public health crisis. Everything's an emergency to a Democrat. Everything is an emergency to these people. Missoula passes amended emergency gun ban in public places. This is a daunting headline. Let's dig a little bit deeper into this. And it's funny because there's a photograph of an XD with one, two, three, looks like six rounds on the top of the piece. And it's captioned underneath it, handgun. Handgun. Yeah, I was unable to discern that by looking at the picture of the handgun myself. Handgun. Two separate words, hand, gun. The Missoula City Council passed two ordinances banning firearms in public places. That's what actually happened. They passed on Monday. This piece is dated October 16th, which was what? Monday. No, what was Monday? Monday was the 15th. So on the 16th, it was reported by the AP. We're talking this week. This is recent stuff. Both ordinances passed this past Monday, just what, 4 days ago? Banning firearms at all polling places, schools, parks, museums, libraries, and the city council chambers. Now, we're going to have fun with this at the end. I'll tell you why in just a second. According to the AP, the first emergency ordinance that went into effect immediately due to the fact that the general election is November 6th, while the regular ordinance will go into effect in 30 days. So I take it this is the first time Missoula, Montana has held an election? Is this the first election ever held in Missoula, Montana? How many polling places have been shot up prior to this coming election? The answer to that is a big, fat, whopping zero. So what makes this an emergency? The emergency is the election is coming up. What about the last election? And the one before that, and the before that, and 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 before that. How long has Missoula, Montana been in existence? How many elections have been held in Missoula, Montana? Now, maybe I'm wrong, because I haven't researched this. Maybe this is the first election, maybe this is the first polling place ever opened in Missoula, Montana. And when they opened it, they thought, oh God, we forgot to ban guns. We've got an election coming up in just under 20 days. This is an emergency. We have to pass a ban. You following me here? Are you walking with me? Are you seeing the stupidity of this? The sheer, utter stupidity of this? This isn't about banning guns. This is about pushing an agenda one ban at a time. It's moving forward one step at a time. This never stops. The amended emergency ordinance prohibits members of the public from bringing firearms into any building where the city council meets, or to public assemblies, public museums, the public library, certain public parks, those parks are the ones that are under the city's jurisdiction, and, quote, any other locations of public assembly where persons gather together to conduct and or administer any public election while election-related activities are taking place. That is very reminiscent of what Georgia once had with its public gathering laws that took the state of Georgia over 140 years to get rid of, which it finally did. Very reminiscent of that. And worded in such a way that they could probably make any public gathering, fall under the constraints of this ordinance. The previous ordinance, according to the AP, only banned weapons and explosive devices in City Hall and public school buildings, just those two places. So it's an emergency. We have to get the rest of these places fixed before this election. But here's what they forgot to do. They forgot to tell criminals. Because, you see, this is all about you. You can't take your gun in these places. But if somebody wants to murder a city council person, they're going to go in with a gun. This ordinance isn't going to stop them. It's already illegal to shoot and kill a city council member or anybody else for that matter. And saying you're banning something isn't stopping that person that wants to do that. It's only stopping the person who has no intention of doing that in parks or polling places. Or anywhere else. It is a farce. It is fake. It is evidence of what you face as a law-abiding citizen every single day in America where Democrats run the ship. Montana, I'm not really sure what's going on up there. I really don't know. I'm going to pick on you a little bit today. I've got a couple other stories I want to talk with you about, too. Now, my programs air in Missoula, Montana, and I want to get some feedback from you. The Monster Show does. I don't know if they air at the Daily Defense or not. It doesn't matter because I'm going to be talking about this. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, I won't steal his thunder, wrote about this, and we'll discuss this with him, and we'll go there with him on the Sunday Monster broadcast upcoming in just a few days. So I'll just give you this information because you need to know it. It kind of dovetails pretty well with what we were talking about yesterday with the goofball liberal Democrat in the 25th district in California that wants her brand of gun control forced down the throat of every American. I still cannot get past the level of audacity, the level of elitism, and how this stinks so bad and reeks so bad of arrogance of these Democrat gun prohibitionists that a 25th district in a congressional district in California can somehow feel that they have the authority to shove their crap down my throat. Not going to work. I don't recognize your crap down my throat. I'm never going to. And I will never, ever, ever recognize your gun-grabbing ways. Ever. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion. Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, right after this. Okay, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. 24 Kimbers, it could be 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, even 24 AR-15. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARMED to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance because you can win a new gun every single day. Text ARM, ARMED to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text ARMED to 87222. Text ARM to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, gun lover, I'm talking to you. I've been telling you this for a while, so pay careful attention, okay? I want you to make sure you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA. Have you done that yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends very soon. I'll have upcoming information on that very shortly, by the way, because I know it's coming up quickly. So please pay attention and get in on this. I don't want you to miss this opportunity. You can get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, 24 Glocks, SIGs, AR-15s, those evil black rifles. How'd you like to get one free and have 24 chances at that, right? Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But hurry, please. The Gun A Day, remember, disappears at midnight. It disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, and it could be even much, could be much sooner depending on what time you're listening to the show. Believe me, though, you have to see it to believe it. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans, just like you, just like me. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. That's us. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Text ARMED, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Do it now, right now. Well, don't do it when you're driving. I make that disclaimer every day, although that's not in the copy. I just want to make that clear. Please, don't do that while you're driving. But text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. That's ARMED to 87222, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Good luck. If you win it, I want to hear it. I want to hear from you, okay? Let's continue picking on Montana a little bit. I'm not really sure. Again, I say this often when I talk about Montana. Montana reeks of rugged individualism to me. It reeks of the land of the Sioux and the Lakota and all the Indian tribes. And it's beautiful country, and it reeks of, you know, Custer getting his butt kicked out there back in the day. It has that wild territory, Western expansion history to it, which was built on the gun. And as you know, I just got back from Arizona, a state. Really, the whole country was built on the gun. But when you think of individual states, Arizona certainly built on the gun. The lore and the legend still exists today. Same thing with Montana. It's got that same rugged type history. I just don't understand the politics of what's going on out there in that rugged land. A lot of ranch land. So Montana, you got some things you got to work on out there. You got to fix those politics. I don't know if you're letting in the wrong people or not. Yeah, you are. And they're all coming from California, right? Let's get out of the crap hole we're living in. We're stepping over needles and all kinds of human feces. Let's go east to Montana. And while we're at it, let's take everything we're leaving with us. And let's bring it to Montana. Oh, we don't want to leave our politics. Let's go to Montana and fight global warming. Let's legalize drugs while we're there. Let's show Montanans how to really live. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't have a clue. But, you know, here you've got a city council, which to me is a homeowners association. These are city councils are HOA wannabes in my book. These are people who get off on a power trip, much like HOAs, over their neighbors. They get off on this. This is the beginning for some of these people of their power trip. Or it's the people who, for whatever reason, just enjoy this sense of power that a city council somehow gives them. I'm a city council member. I ran for office and I can do anything I want. And they enact these stupid, dopey, unconstitutional actions. And look, this is why, again, case in point, why the Supreme Court is going to have to step in at some point in time, so that these HOA wannabe city councils can't do this anymore. Now, of course, there's state law in place, and you've got preemption that has to be in. I'm not that familiar with Montana law. We'll be looking into this more. We're going to continue this discussion with Montana. That's right. We're going to pick on you, Montana, for a while, okay? The problem here is the city council forgot to, notify criminals. They just notify, just putting law-abiding people on notice. Criminals don't care. Somebody that wants to murder a city council person is going to go in and murder a city council person. No sign, no law is going to stop them. But it will stop you as a law-abiding citizen from exercising your Second Amendment right, being able to defend yourself. These things, we need to fix these things. In Montana, for some reason, well, look, you can start with Tester and get rid of him. That would be a big help. Missoula can require checks on private gun sales. This is coming out of Helena. This was the AP picked up on this October 11th. A Montana judge says the city of Missoula has the right to impose background checks on private gun sales within the city. This is the holy grail to the leftist gun grab prohibitionists right now today. They're constantly moving the goalposts. But this is known as expanded background checks. Now, let me explain something to you. Let me explain how expanded background checks work. They don't. Unless you have registration to go along with it. Otherwise, how will you know whether Joe Bob and Bill Frank exchanged a firearm? You won't. Because let me tell you what will happen in my house. If I want to sell my gun to my neighbor Bob, I'm going to. And I don't care what you say. I'm going to sell my, that is my property, it's my personal property, I own it, I bought it lawfully, and I'm going to sell it to my neighbor. And I'm going to do it because I know my neighbor, and I know he's not a felon, and I'm going to do that. It's a private sale, it's a private transfer. And I'm going to do that. And I'm not going to tell you about it. Oh no, that host is getting radical. No. The host is keeping it real, babe. Radical is requiring me to get permission from you and have to pay money to sell my personal property to my neighbor. And I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to do that. So how are they going to know what happened? They're not. They never will. Wait. About a year from now, a little bell is going to go off in their liberal, dopey minds. Ding, hey, we don't know if anybody's following our new rule. We need to register these guns. It's the only way we can do it. We need to register these guns. Well, you know, somebody's going to have a problem with that. But it's not going to matter. Why? Well, some people are going to have a problem with that, with registration. I don't think we're going to be able to move on that. Well, we don't have to. Let's just go to the same judge. This is a problem. Missoula, you have a problem. District Judge Robert Deschamps' ruling Thursday comes 2 years after the city council, here we go again, you see, passed a first-in-the-state ordinance requiring background checks for gun purchases from private, unlicensed sellers. When I tell you, as law-abiding Americans, that you are going to be forced to make some very difficult decisions in the future, are you beginning to follow me here? Am I going to follow a city council ordinance that infringes on my right to bear arms? I'll tell you right now what I'm going to do, and that is no, I'm not. I'm sorry. Now, I don't have to worry about that because I don't live in Missoula. But, of course, we will continue this discussion when I get back. It just never ends. It never ends.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Right back to Montana. Sorry, picking on you Montanans. I can't help it. This kind of stuff is really a window, if you will, into what the Democrat mind wants and has in store for the rest of the country. That's why I'm picking on you. Because when you allow this to fester in a petri dish like Missoula, it tends to spread like a disease, which gun control is. It's a disease, and it's called infringement. And there are active city councils out there now. And again, these are city councils. I want you to think about this. City council members stepping on and infringing a right to bear arms, a constitutionally recognized right to bear arms. So somewhere in Montana are city council members who believe that they know better than the founders and the framers of our great nation and that beautiful document known as the Constitution, which recognizes our God-given right to defend ourselves with the most effective tool we can. In this case, the firearm. Again, this nation was built on the gun. It was founded on the gun. It expanded on the gun. And it continues to be safe and remain free because of the gun. And in large measure, because you are armed. No nation would dare attempt to invade the United States. For there would be what? A gun under every blade of grass. Meaning you. Meaning 120 to 150 plus million Americans who are already armed. And Missoula, Montana is flirting with disaster. But why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they feel emboldened? John Tester claims to be a supporter of gun rights. Yet he votes lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. John Tester's got a lot of people fooled. I don't care what his history with the gun is. There are other issues in play that make the gun issue secondary to whatever it is that makes him a Democrat and beholden to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. That, my friends, is just a fact. So why wouldn't the city council feel emboldened to do these things? I mean, let's take a look at the governor, Bullock. Governor Bullock, back on August 21st, we talked about this. Seems like it's hard to believe it was back in August, which it wasn't that long ago, a couple months, right? But he made comments that we just ripped apart here on this program, stating that he supported a ban on semi-automatic weapons. He clarified that, meaning, you know, some weapons, like the AR-15. There's that evil AR-15. Now, if Governor Bullock, like Tester, is a gun owner and understands guns, then he's just flat out lying to you when he tells you that he would support a ban, because it's impossible to be both. He cannot be a gun rights activist slash supporter, support your right to bear arms, while calling for a ban of America's most popular rifle. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you when that case eventually gets to the Supreme Court, and it will be found to be in common use under Heller. We will find that to be the case. We want this case to get to the Supreme Court as soon as possible so we can finally shut these morons up. These dopey HOAs and every other Democrat, liberal, gun-grabbing, professional prohibitionist that thinks or feels emboldened because of cases like Maryland or little dopey cases where individual little judges, little left-wing judges, little puppets have found a ban over here or a ban over here to be constitutional. They are not. And we want this to get to the Supreme Court as soon as possible. But Bullock tells the state, tells the world, tells everybody that he would be okay with a ban on some semi-automatic weapons, such as the AR-15. He's not saying the AR-15. He's saying some semi-automatic, now here's the key word, it's plural, weapons. The S makes it plural. It's not singular, it is plural. Such as the AR-15. That means he feels there are others. You see the trickery here? You do. Quote, when I view, now listen to this, this is, take a breather, Mark, take a breather. Quote, when I view an assault weapons ban, it's sort of a military, semi-automatic, typically removable clips, a magazine of 10 or more. It's like the AR-15s, he said. This guy's a moron. An assault weapon, by definition, is a fully automatic machine gun. Not like this, or not clips of. He doesn't even know what a clip is. He doesn't have a clue. He has absolutely no idea. The guy's utterly clueless. A magazine of 10 or more. Because we all know that 9 is okay, but 10 isn't. But in some states, 14 is okay, but 15 isn't. We need to fix that. 30-round magazines. How about a 29-round magazine there, Bullock? Oh, no, his number is 10. He's stuck on 10. And guess what happens? When those, let's just say, military-type semi-automatics, when they're banned or the magazines are banned and crime doesn't decrease, guess what Bullock's going to do? You think he'll admit he was wrong? No, of course not. What Bullock is going to do is what? Seek more. We need to take it to 5. Nobody needs more than 5 rounds to kill a deer. We'll hear that. And of course, we will remind them that the Second Amendment ain't about deer hunting. But it doesn't matter to these people. Oh, boy. Democrat and Republican Montana House candidates debated health care, guns, and the wilderness back on October 7th. Now, I'm not going to play any of that for you. It was Greg Gianforte and Kathleen Williams. Republican is Greg. Kathleen Williams is his challenger. Trump has been out there fighting on behalf of Greg Gianforte. He's the incumbent. I think he's going to be safe. I'd like to see Tester go. And I would like to see somebody stand up to this city council in Missoula. Missoula, we're going to keep an eye on you because it's never going to be enough for you. This is the infiltration. The rest of Montana, if you are concerned at all about your gun rights and your freedoms, you had better start paying attention to this. What is going on in Missoula is contagious when other Democrats are involved. Oh, we can do that too. Did you see what they did? We should do that too. Yeah, but let's add those city parks over there to ours. Let's make ours better. Let's show Nancy and Chuck that we're even stronger than Missoula. Let's be just like San Francisco. We don't want anybody carrying guns, stepping over or homeless and drug addicts and all of those needles on the streets in our parks. Let's make it even better than San Fran. Yeah, let's do that. So, Montana, we're watching you. We're keeping an eye on you. Hopefully, the midterms are going to tell a lot about Montana. Hopefully, you fix yourself and rid yourself of this problem because you do. You're becoming a petri dish. It's very sad to see. Very sad to see. But when you take states out west, such as California, Oregon, Washington, now Montana, you begin to see why we're so concerned about Arizona. Because there is a true shift in Arizona, as we've discussed over the last week, and will even more after the midterms. But the shift is occurring in what you would once have never thought would ever happen in the rugged Wild West. Or would you have? I mean, you just got back from Tombstone, bro. There was gun control in Tombstone. When we come back, I'm going to read you a couple emails I got touching on that very subject of gun control in the West. Fascinating stuff, fun topic, great show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, back at you. Segment four. Time flies. Fastest hour in radio. Why? Best show on the planet. That's why. Sick and tired of listening to all the crap and the pundits. I can't stand it anymore. I'm telling you, it's very difficult for me to watch that stuff. There are certain programs that I have to watch, certain news channels that I have to watch, and it's getting difficult, more difficult by the day, to listen to people who I have respect for go back and forth and literally pretend to be the news, when it's just opinion. Very, very dangerous. That's my thought for the day. Remember, what you're seeing is the vast majority of what you're watching on 24-hour cable news channels is not news, but it is opinion. And I don't care what channel you're watching. The same goes for Fox as it does MSDNC. It's opinion. It's just a matter of whose opinion and what agenda-driven opinion it is. Either way, remember, it's opinion. That's my thought for the day for you. Gun owners, I'm running out of time here with you, and I know this promotion is going to run out quickly. So make sure to take the time to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. ARMED to the number 87222. Up to 24 chances to win the gun a day is, I'm telling you. People, I get emails from those of you, from some of you who have won these things. Not all of you. I wish I heard from all of you. I'd like to know that a lot of you are listening to the program or Armed American Radio fans. The promotion is available in other venues, but look, we're just saying it's not a Powerball shot here, okay? It's not one in 297 million. It's just however many people participate. So make sure to get in on this. You know, I was reminding you before, I won that Cold Coors Light by doing the same thing in a text at SunTrust Park at a Braves game this past season. So these things are winnable. But yeah, here's the one thing. You can't win the Powerball if you don't spend $2 on the ticket, right? I can tell you that for sure. I can tell you the odds are pretty crappy, but I can tell you the odds are definitely crappier if you don't buy a ticket. So text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you might be that winner. Good luck to you, okay? The promotion ends soon. Don't know exactly when. I will keep you posted. I'll let you know when it does. All right, let's go back to the Old West. You know, I spent some time in Tombstone. I wish I had more time to spend out there doing some fun stuff, but we were working while we were out there. We had a lot to do, met with a lot of fine people about some upcoming events that we're helping put together for the Freedom Days in June of next year. And that's going to be on you faster than you can shake, I can promise you. But It's fun because I get these emails all the time. I talk about going to Tombstone a lot. I've broadcasted from there three or four times over the years. And I got this one in from David Sheely, who says, Mark, I couldn't help but laugh when I heard you talk about gun rights in Tombstone on Sunday's show. It seems incredibly ironic to me that the whole reason the Earps and Cowboys got into that famous gunfight was because the marshal was going to enforce the ordinance to disarm the Cowboys. They were violating the city ordinance by carrying guns in town. Some today might even question who was on the right side of that argument. That's from David. David, you're right. And then David writes back, we're gonna discuss this here, but he writes back on October 16th. That original email came in to me from David on the 16th at 7:33 a.m., but later in the day, he writes back from his Verizon 4G LTE smartphone, hey, Mark, I guess I should have listened to Monday's show before I sent you my email. You did address the issue of gun control with the mayor. Keep up the good work. I love your show, David. Well, David, thanks for both emails. Let's talk a little bit about that because it fits kind of well together, doesn't it? When we're talking about Montana and a little city ordinance, Tombstone at its peak had about 15,000 plus residents. When it was booming, there were people who predicted that Tombstone could get bigger than San Francisco. Well, that never happened. Today's resident count is between 1,600 and 2,600, depending on who you talk to. The number's not hard. We were talking with Gordon Anderson in Tombstone. He said it was about 16. I had thought it was about 22 to 26. He lives there. I'll trust him on that because he knows what he's doing as working with the Chamber of Commerce. But in its day, even at 15,000, it was still a small town, while booming, a small town. Now, who put together the city ordinance of no firearms allowed in town? Who did that? Did the Earps do it? Did the mayor do it? Did the town council do it? I don't have an answer to that. I'm going to find out for you. But I will tell you this, that it was the Earps who enforced it. And I wouldn't be surprised back in those boomtown days to see the sheriff or either the county sheriff or, in this case, the town marshal actually create the ordinance out of thin air. Why? Under the misguided principle that it would keep the town safe. Was Tombstone safe? I guess it was if you were a law-abiding miner who minded his own business. But if you went out after dark, you ran the risk of being robbed or shot. Remember how dark it was back then with no electricity in those streets. Gas lamps, candles, don't hold a candle to big old fat bright street lights, do they? The point that I'm trying to make is that everywhere the Earps tried to enforce gun control, including Dodge and Tombstone is what we're talking about now, it was a complete and utter failure. And what David is referring to is the fact that the Cowboys were in town rumored to be armed in violation of that Tombstone City ordinance. Well, you know a little bit about the gunfight. You know that that was more than likely an excuse for the Earps to go down there and take out their angst on a group of individuals who had been threatening to kill them. I won't go into the history of that right now. It's too deep. We don't have enough time. What I will tell you was that gun control was used as the excuse to do it. Two McClowry brothers and a Clanton were killed in a span of about 34 seconds, according to the Earps, because they wouldn't hand over their guns. Again, more proof positive that gun control is an utter failure. It will fail in Missoula, Montana, just as it failed in Tombstone and Dodge and everywhere else it has been tried. Everywhere it's been tried. Don't believe me? See Chicago. Baltimore, your numbers are climbing through the roof. Maryland has some of the strictest gun control in the nation. Do we even want to talk about Newark and Camden and Trenton? No, we don't. And what do? They want more and more and more. What are they doing in Missoula, Montana? Coming after more and more and more. The Petri dish is just beginning to fester and grow in Missoula, Montana. And the rest of the state had better be on alert. No, wait. The rest of the nation had better be on alert. This is how it spreads. One day, Montanans who weren't paying attention will wake up on their 5,000-acre ranch and go, I can't do what on my property? I can't sell what to my neighbor rancher? I got to go into town and pay $35 because of some dopey, skinny jean-wearing, latte-sipping soy guy who said what because he's from San Fran and knows what's best for me? I don't think so, cowboy. You'd better start paying attention, or this is going to happen to you. And it's not just Missoula, Montana. The Democrats are more emboldened. The gun grabbers, the professional prohibitionists are more emboldened than they've ever been before. And unfortunately for you, unfortunately for myself, they have the mainstream media in their hip pocket and on their side doing their bidding for them. Stay awake. I used to tell you after every show, you have to sleep with toothpicks under your eyes. You remember that? It's been a while since I've repeated that. I think I'm going to start going back to that because it couldn't be more true. You've got to sleep with toothpicks under your eyes. You cannot give these guys, these folks, one inch. These Dem professional prohibitionists. They will take everything they can and run farther. Then they'll move the goalposts on you. Until tomorrow, we're going to get up and do it again. They don't like it. We do. Remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.